Vicki Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a man from Harwich who's smoking his own tuna belly.
Ken Mason is an avid cook, and his son Morgan is a fisherman who often shares his extra bluefin tuna catch with his father. This summer, Ken's been experimenting with smoking the tuna belly, or toro.
As you can see, we have two different kinds of toro here. There's otoro, which is the fattiest and the firmest. And then this is chutoro. It's got more connective tissue, and it's a little tougher, and it's a little flakier.
And can you explain for people who don't know what part of the fish this is coming from?
It's the belly of the tuna, both sides.
The belly of the tuna is only a small part of the fish, often less than 10%, which is why this cut is considered a delicacy.
When you trim it right down, it really, you'll get a pretty small yield. That's why it's the most expensive part of the fish. It's almost like the foie gras of seafood.
And how did you decide to start smoking it?
We get so much tuna, we're always trying to find things to do with it. And the smoked tuna belly is delicious.
We're standing in Ken's kitchen, where he pulls out 2 1-pound fillets of toro belly cuts from the fridge.
After you've butchered the tuna, what you do is you have to brine it. And you put it in a brine overnight. About 8 hours is what I like to use for fish this size. You don't want to over-brine it, and you don't want to under-brine it, you know. So depending on how thick the toro is, it depends on how long you leave it in the brine. So anywhere from 4 to 8 hours.
And what's in the brine?
The brine is basically a gallon of water, a half a cup of salt, 2 cups of soy sauce, and I use the dark cooking soy, a cup of white sugar, a cup of brown sugar, and just for a little kick, I put in a tablespoon or two of wasabi powder. And so these have been brined. And then the next step is very important. When you take them out of the brine, you have to dry them thoroughly, put them on a baking rack in the refrigerator, and at least overnight let them dry, because the smoke won't adhere to the fish if it's wet.
So similar to if you're smoking bluefish, you want it to get a little sticky? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Smoking at home might sound intimidating, but as long as you have a grill, it's actually surprisingly easy.
I don't have a dedicated smoker, but I have a smoking attachment on my Weber grill, and that's what I'm going to use. So you can see I already preloaded it with chips. Make sure that it's lit. And we'll let that start smoking.
That's pretty simple.
It's all in the pre-preparation. It's in the cutting of the tuna. It's in the brining, it's in the drying, and then smoking is the easy part.
What is the finished product like?
Come on in and I'll show you. I put it on a sheet pan in the refrigerator, and then I weighted it a little bit to compress it, just to make it a little denser so it's easier to cut.
And how do you normally eat it?
Well, we will serve it just on crackers. We can serve it with a salad. You can serve it on toasted bagels with cream cheese and a sliced tomato if you want, just like smoked salmon. There are any number of things you can do with it.
Ken cuts thin pieces of the smoked toro and serves it with some crackers and a homemade aioli. You can see the marbling, and the fish still has a deep pink color. Tasting the toro, it's easy to understand why it's such a delicacy.
It's perfect that way.
The smoked belly is so smooth and buttery, it literally melts in your mouth. The best bluefin tuna fishing in our area is right now. The last 2 weeks of August through the first 2 weeks of October. Here's to the belly. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find Ken Mason's recipe for smoked tuna belly, or toro, on our website at capeandislands.org. Special thanks to Local Food Report intern Hannah Sherman for helping with this piece. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.